Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Super Thursday, big one. See, got to be right on it today. No messing about.
I'm surprised you haven't been summoned to Cornwall, you know, to give your advice on the G7 summit.
The communique's already written in advance. No doubt they've taken into account my thoughts on the global economy.
Right. Well, the gloves are off, really, when it comes to the Northern Ireland Protocol. We'll deal with that a bit later, but let's have a look at the markets. First of all, and everybody really waiting for the latest US consumer data numbers.
Yeah, we expect a high print for May for in terms of US inflation figures. Limited effect, however, on the Federal Reserve, which I think plans to continue to look through what they describe as transitory inflation. Base effects from low readings a year ago, supply chain bottlenecks in many industries and rising commodity prices have pushed up inflation. We expect consumer price index for May to be printed at 0.41% month on month. Annual figure 4.8%, which is an incredibly strong number. The pace of monthly core CPI, we think, will slow a little bit as we go through the course into next year. So expect to see some of those figures calm down in the course of next few months. So I think if you look at the Fed's preferred measure of price pressures, which is core PCE inflation, we think it will peak 2.7% in the fourth quarter, then start to drift lower through the course of 2022, averaging 1.9% next year. In terms of impact on policy, remember the Federal Reserve has aligned its forward guidance with the intention to achieve maximum employment and 2% average inflation over time. This should give the central bank the flexibility to look through any above target inflation outcomes this year, keep rates on hold into 2023.
You don't sound like you're particularly on it for such an important day. You just sound like you just got out of the shower or something.
No, I was thinking about something else. I was looking at something else as we were talking, sorry.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Right, let's have a word about G7, and in particular the Northern Ireland Protocol, the row brewing between the UK and the EU. Apparently an advanced message was sent to Boris Johnson from Air Force One saying, source it out, the Good Friday Agreement is not to be messed around with, and it's up to you to make it work.
Yeah, given Joe Biden's roots with Ireland, you can expect him to be pretty vocal on the subject and poses a fundamental concern to politicians, of course. No one wants to see us go back to the bad old days of the trouble. Whether the protocol truly risks breaking apart the Good Friday Agreement remains a little bit debatable. I think it has to be said, but no doubt it's an issue that Boris Johnson and President Biden will be discussing before the G7 formally meets. In terms of the G7 coming together, I think the focus is really going to be on the global solution for the pandemic. Commitments to deliver 1 billion extra doses of vaccines over the course of the next year to help cover 80% of the world's adult population. And I think the communique will also suggest how they plan to put in place global travel protocols as we move towards the post-pandemic world. G7 also plan to make a commitment to hasten the shift from fossil fuel powered vehicles and promote the green transition. Other topics, demanding states are held accountable for cyber criminals. No doubt the focus there will be on Russia and discussions around forced labour and supply chains with China potentially in the headlights for that one.
So we had this statement from Lord David Frosty Frost yesterday urging the EU to act with common sense over the Northern Ireland Protocol. But forgive me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there an agreement signed by David Frost and Boris Johnson, the Brexit trade deal? And within that Brexit trade deal dealing with the Northern Ireland Protocol, there was a subtext on chilled meats entering Northern Ireland and the fact there would have to be checks on them in the Irish Sea or there or thereabouts.
Well, as always, there's the official wording of it and there's the spirit of the rules and the way in which it's interpreted, and that's where we find ourselves in some of these difficulties. And the truth is, given the rushed nature of the deal, it's perhaps no surprise that some of those key elements weren't fully detailed out, and now we find ourselves in a difficult position of that interpretation being different on both sides and causing significant problems and potentially leading to further disruption.
Well, presumably if you sign a loan deal with a bank and they say these are the terms, you will pay back the money, blah, 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 and you sign us, and then 3 months later you say, oh, sorry, I don't want to pay it back anymore, I've changed my mind. They will say, well, I'm afraid you signed on the dotted line and you've made your decision.
Yeah, but the terms of the banks are probably a little bit clearer than what was spelt out in terms of...
Well, contract's a contract, isn't it?
Well, it left lots of room for interpretation and room for manoeuvre and for, dare I say it, some common sense practicalities. But the way in which they come to fruition can be in a range of different fashions, and that's where you find the dispute.
Well, this goes back to Theresa May's backstop, which nobody wanted, and over my dead body there'll be a border in the Irish Sea, and she had to resign, and then Boris Johnson said, I've sorted it all out, and blah, 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 but the bottom line was there is a border in the Irish Sea, and now that's been signed into law, and it's really what the whole Northern Ireland Protocol and the Good Friday Agreement rests on.
Very true, very true. They will debate it, they will try to figure it out, but coming up with a solution that solves the varying issues will be somewhat of a difficult task, as we've seen before.
I've got a good one. Why don't the people in Northern Ireland import all their sausages from the Republic, because there's no border?
You seem to be spending an awful lot of time on this subject, Daz.
Well, it just seems to be making all the headlines at the moment. Anyway, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar 141, euro dollar coming in at 121, 1.16 euro for your British pound this morning. Other thing to watch out for, of course, European Central Bank. Watch out to see whether the ECB decides to decelerate its PEP purchase. One would suspect they wouldn't, because it would be a sign of tapering for the market, which would tighten financial conditions, something they probably would hope to avoid.
Do Savoy's escape this ban, is it... or is it just
sausages? Can you
sausages
still buy that... Savoy's?
Oh, I hate Savoy's.
Why do fish and chip shops sell Savoy?
Well, and pickled eggs for that matter. I must go now. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.